Right now, circulation is down, jobs are being slashed, budgets are being squeezed, and ad revenue is down. Just another day in the life of the so-called traditional news media. But it turns out it's not all bad news for mainstream media. More people are actually reading newspapers. They're just doing it online. That's one of the findings in a new report out today by the Project for Excellence in Journalism. Tom Rosensteel heads up the project and joins us here in Studio 3A to talk about this and other findings in his study. Good to have you with us, Tom.
Hi, thanks.
Well, we have been hearing for many years now that readership of newspapers is declining, but this latest study in your annual reports on the state of the news media seems to say it's a little more complex than that. Explained.
Well, the audience is fragmenting across more platforms, but it's not necessarily fragmenting across more news providers. I think a lot of people 5 or 6 years ago thought that the digital revolution was going to mean the end of the media oligarchy. The New York Times was going to lose its audience as it splintered away to hundreds of other places. And indeed, it's splintering across new technologies. But now we've got enough information about where people are going. Online, the top 10 newspaper websites, according to some research, have 29% of the online newspaper audience. In print, the top 10 newspapers in the country have 19% of the print circulation. There's, by that measure and many others, a lot of reason to think that in the new technology, the old media are not losing their audience. It's just that the advertising is not migrating online to the new technology along with the audience, which is sticking with old media in a lot of ways.
And let me just remind our listeners that we are talking about the latest report on the state of the news media for 2008 with Tom Rosensteel, director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism. If you'd like to join the discussion, give us a call at 800-989-8255 or send us an email to talk@npr.org. What I found really interesting, Tom, especially if you've been looking at these reports over a period of time, is that what you found was that the newsroom is where the experimentation is taking place, and it's advertising that's falling behind and doesn't know quite how to deal with digital media.
Yeah, and that's related to the same phenomenon, that the audience is sort of staying with old media in a lot of ways. Online, there is no full-page ad with lots and lots of information. Every ad is pretty small. Online, a newspaper needs to get into the TV ad business with video ads. Well, they don't have salespeople that know TV ads in a newspaper, and they don't have really print ad people at the TV station. So the newsroom is figuring out, how can we give our print reporters a TV camera? How can we give our radio reporters a digital camera to shoot video? But it's actually turning out to be harder on the business side to figure out, well, all those clients you had that went away, you're going to have to find new clients to sell advertising to. Or maybe you're not going to sell advertising. Maybe you're going to sell search. You're going to have to sell an entirely different product now. That's turning out to be harder than, okay, you told the story in audio, now tell it visually as well.
Yeah, and that's a problem for the news media. If the advertising part of can't keep up with them, then who's paying for what they're doing?
Another way of looking at this is that the audience for the New York Times, what's produced by that newsroom, is actually greater than it's ever been. And almost as many people go to the New York Times website now as read the paper in print. But the New York Times makes roughly 93% of its revenue from the print edition, and only about 7% of its revenue online. So every time a reader shifts from a print reader to an online reader, it costs the New York Times money. So you also see the business, the newsrooms of newspapers across the country, and to some extent television stations, the news people are saying, well, let's figure out how we can monetize this. Let's figure out how we can sell this story. So the news people are getting more involved in the business thinking, and
that
wall
is
sort of disappearing.
Well, is that a good or bad thing?
Well, the news people would say it's a good thing as long as they're coming up with the business plan. I'm sure they'd say it would be a bad thing if the business people were coming up with the news plan.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. Do you think that the news people have, just if as I just because I've been covering these reports for a while, I feel like it sounds like this year you're saying there's been a turn in the mental, in the thinking of the news people, that they finally have come around. Instead of feeling like our industry is dead, they're saying, oh, it's not dead. It's just we have to look at it in a different way.
Yes.
And that's a good thing.
Yes. I mean, we started this, and you covered the first one in 2004. And at that point, we said, you know, there's very little innovation going on in traditional newsrooms online. I think they've moved from fear to anger to acceptance to this year even enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And that's a real shift. I mean, just absolutely no question. You hear people saying, and we have a survey of journalists as part of the report, the majority of journalists say they think that journalists writing blogs is good for journalism, that citizen news sites are good for journalism, that citizens posting comments on their stories are good for journalism, and that splitting their time between their old platform and their new platform is a good thing rather than something that's spreading them thin. Those are findings I think would have been just inconceivable 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. If you'd like to join our discussion about the state of the news media, give us a call at 989-8255. I'm talking with Tom Rosensteel, the director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism. You know, some of the ways that you were just talking about blogs, something else interesting in this report is that it turns out that some of these sort of user-generated sites are not going to play as big a role as it was thought.
Yes. Two things about that struck me. One is that news people are saying, well, wait a second, it's fine to get tips from citizens and have them come in on our stories, but having them actually post content we're finding to be not as helpful as we thought. The other thing that we found that was interesting was when you go to the citizen news sites, they act very much like the old news
right.
sites.
That was interesting.
They don't let outsiders post original material other than commenting on their own stories. And the blogs are more like gatekeepers than the traditional media are. It's like, this is my blog. It's not your blog. You can comment on my blog, but I'm not handing it over to you.
Yeah. And let me ask our listeners, we want to pose a question to you. How do you rate your newspaper as a news source? Where do you get your news from? And have you noticed that your local friendly blogger has become a gatekeeper? Give us a call. The number is 800-989-8255. Interesting, too, Tom, that you point out in this report that and there's an understanding, I think, of this in the newsroom, as you say, that there is no longer one single finished news product, that this is a 24/7 service.
Yes. I the idea that journalism is going from being a product to being a service. How can you help me? I go to your website at NPR, and it's fine, and you've got your story there, and that's a lovely story. But now I want to find out where else can I go, and where could I buy this product, and how do I reach that person, and I'd like to suggest the next story to you. And by the way, let me tell you what I think of your story. It's really how can you help me as a news consumer rather than let me just read your stuff.
Yeah. Let's take a call now. We're going to go to Lenny, and he is in Rochester, New York. Hi, Lenny.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I guess my comment is that this political season, when I first started watching the news, it was exciting, just the in-depth coverage that you were getting. But quite frankly, it's been going on for so long that I've definitely hit the fatigue point. And, you know, I just don't want to watch the news anymore because it's more of the same thing, or it's getting to the point where it almost begins to feel contrived in that the story, they just keep digging and digging into the minutiae that you kind of lose track of the big story with the political argument. And I'm just fatigued with that aspect of journalism.
Well, Tom, this is something that your report, in fact, does point out, which is that the news media, the agenda of the news media continues to sort of narrow rather than broaden. And I think you point out that Iraq and the campaign I think it was 25% of all the content in the news media was on Iraq and the campaign.
In fact, if you were to take Iraq, Pakistan, and Iran, those three countries, take them out of the mix, and you take out hurricanes and sort of one-time events, that the entire rest of the world made up less than 6% of all the news coverage that we monitored last year. And that includes Afghanistan and China. The problem here is as the financial pressure increases and your audience spreads across more platforms, you actually have fewer reporters at each outlet. You know, everybody's cutting back, buying people out. And so you actually, even though there's more media, the number of reporters at any one of those places is smaller. So their sort of peripheral vision is narrowed, even though it seems like we have more media.
Tom Rosensteel is the director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism, and we are talking about their annual report on the news media. The number, if you would like to join us, is 800-989-8255. And you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we're going to take a call now from Chad in Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, Chad.
Hi, my name is Chad.
Go ahead.
I was just talking about I get most of my media from either podcasts or usually the Washington Post online. And I really like getting it from the Post online because it's almost like I said it's like a Chinese menu. So I get to go in and pick what I want to, what views I want to see as regards to the blog, the comments, op-ed pieces, what graphics, what videos, and even what news that I feel like is interesting or just like, it's almost like, I guess, like a Chinese menu. It's how I kind of view it when I go to their website. And I just think that's one of the best things about doing online news.
All right. Thanks so much for your call, Chad.
Thanks.
Tom?
Yeah, Chad's absolutely right. I mean, the front page of a newspaper has about six stories on it, and the front page of a website has links to dozens and dozens of stories, and that notion is growing even more. I mean, the current thinking is that 50% of every web page, even an interior page of a website, should be devoted to navigating to other things because there is no front page to a website anymore. You might enter from anywhere. And the net effect is that the power is shifted to the consumer to be their own navigator, to be their own editor.
And that means if somebody goes to the NPR website, the New York Times website, that they should be providing them with links to other websites. They shouldn't be worrying about those other websites being competition for them, but that these are just links.
Absolutely. A year ago, we did a big study of websites and found that most of the traditional websites were what we called walled gardens. They had only their own content. You got there and then you could look around NPR stuff. Today, that's, even a year later, not nearly so much the case. As the editor of one major website told us, the walled garden is over. We have to be a portal to elsewhere as well as a stop along the way.
Okay. We're going to take a call from Manuel. He's calling from Florida. Hi. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to make a comment. I'm a young visual journalist. I just got out of school about a year and a half ago. And one of the things I found really fascinating about the newspaper industry now is that the younger generation is coming into the workplace with a lot of new skills, new technology, and a kind of better understanding of the way that the web is working. And where it used to be, at least I feel like in the newspaper industry, that experience is really what kind of pushed the newspaper industry forward. A lot of the younger generation are bringing new skills that are kind of helping change the industry, and it's just an interesting paradigm that you have people with less experience but with more better understanding of the skills and what's needed to push the industry, whereas the older generation is starting to kind of consult us on how the industry needs to go.
So you feel that some of the older generation of journalists you're working with are beginning to feel like they've got to learn this. Is that kind of what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound, we're taking over the industry, but I think it's interesting with this new technology, particularly video and all the online efforts that are being done in the news industry. It's an incredible time for the younger generation to step in and help expand the platform and help push media in a new direction.
All right. Good point. I have to say, as a member of the news media, I think you might be right.
Well, Vic, it's great talking to you. This is my first time calling a radio station, so I was a little nervous, but thanks for having me.
You did really well. Thank you so much.
Take care.
We hear the same thing from editors, and by the way, they say Manuel's also cost less to hire than the old guy who doesn't have those skills.
And the other thing, what's really happening, you know, in real terms, is what he's pointing up is that everybody has to do more.
Yeah, yeah. And if you cannot adapt, then you're an impediment to the newsroom, which is trying desperately to figure out what's the potential of the new technology.
Yeah. Let me just ask you one other question about the blogs. You were saying it's, I think the report is saying that it's not playing a central role as you expected, mm-hmm. but it's still, people love to go to blogs and read blogs. And, you know, if you're, for instance, I cover books, you know, I read the newspapers, but I go to there's the literary blogs, and then there's the economic blogs, and people know where they want to go for their own blogs.
Yes, and people are using blogs, but they're not as a substitute to traditional media, but as a complement. We're making room on the shelf for that.
All right. Tom, good talking to you about this again.
Thanks, Lynn.
We'll probably talk same time next year. Tom Rosensteel is the director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism. Their new report on the state of the news media is just out. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.